Hello, this is Abert.
Good morning, Abert. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. You remember speaking?
Hey, how you doing today? Yeah, I do. I do.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, real good. Real good.
Very good. Very good. Well, I was following up with you in regards to our conversation yesterday, Abert. Were you able to get the card from your wife?
Yes, I was. I was just wondering, so I know we kind of got talking, so what is it with the first 2 months? You said the first 2 months is just kind of like a trial of some sort?
Oh, yeah, so it's a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So that's why because it can, one section on the for the services can take up to 30 to 45 business days, but by that time you're going to be seeing maximum results. That's why we ask for a two-month verbal agreement, so you're giving it a fair shot to see if it's a good fit for what you're looking for. And then obviously it's up to us to provide you results within that 2 month time frame in order to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's why you guys keep my card on file, because then by the time the third month comes around, then you guys will charge at that point.
That's correct. Unless there is a cancellation process that we do have, it's very simple. If you decide not to move forward with the services for the third month moving forward, the only thing that we ask for is a call 3 days before the next billing is due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month. So it's a very simple cancellation process.
Okay.
Okay. And then yesterday...
I think it sounds pretty simple.
Yeah, absolutely. It is pretty self-explanatory. And yesterday I did send you over an email, okay, to dig.eberson@gmail.com. And then
I did see that I got it. I never clicked on it though. I didn't have a chance to open it.
Perfect. Well, inside of the email, it just gives you my contact information at the very bottom of the email, and then at the top, you're going to have client support's number. I gave you the numbers. That way, each and every time you try to call in while hitting the extension, you can reach a live agent, me being one of them, or a client support's number if you decide to call that number.
Cool.
Okay. And then, so give me 1 second here. I'm just updating the email address one more time, because you do get an invoice upon via transaction showing you that $299 came out of your account right away. Okay, so give me 1 second here. Okay, and then you said the card that you're going to be utilizing, is it going to be a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
It's a debit card.
Now, does the debit card have a middle initial on the card, Abert?
It does.
Okay, and what's the middle initial?
It is J.
J, okay. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
4182.
Okay.
8900.
Okay.
0001.
Okay.
8792.
And the expiration month and year?
05 of 24.
And the CVC that's on the back?
228.
Okay, now we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Abert. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits, but before I do cut out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4182-8900-0001-8792. And I have May of 24 and 228?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, and that card, is it connected to the 6860 Frenchtown Road address in Belleville?
Yes,
Belleville?
It is.
Okay, give me 1 second here. And then what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, Abert, but I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Before I do that, I just want to make sure that you have the correct spelling of your first name. Is it A-B-E-R-T?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. I don't want to send
yep,
you over
no, I appreciate
the wrong
that.
Spelling. Of course. All righty. Now, the voice verification, if there's a question that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way, I have a fair understanding of what it asks you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call, it will be recorded for quality assurance and outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Eberson Excavating, LLC.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business?
Owner, operator.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized? Go ahead.
I was just going to state my name as well.
Go ahead, for the sake of the recording.
Yep, Ebert, 50%.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, excuse me, that's going to be charged today's date. That is April 7th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for Platinum Package Service. When the second month payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 7th, but in that same discounted amount of $299. But you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We just ask that you contact client support at least 3 days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, that does conclude the voice verification, Abert. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they're running the 299. As soon as that 299 does go through, I will give you the confirmation because you're going to be getting an email sent over to you from our system showing you that 299 came out of your account today. But while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to set you up for the client interview. Now, the client interview, I can probably get you in today. I'm looking at their calendar, but that's where they go over all of the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Now, I only have two available times today, but let me know if they work for you. Right now, I believe it's around 10:17, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm looking at their calendar, and I can get you in 11. I can get you in at 1, or I also have a 3 o'clock available.
1 would probably be best.
Okay, let me go ahead and program you in there real quick, Abert. Give me a second here. Spots fill up very quickly. And then I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite letting you know that the client interview is going to be taking place, and an hour before the interview takes place, you're going to be getting an email or a text message, excuse me, showing you, telling you that it's going to be taking place soon.
Perfect.
All righty. Give me a moment. Dig. There it is. All right. I just sent you the calendar invite right now, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. And I also want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team, Abert. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you, Abert, but I do need you for another minute or two. I do need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Is there a possibility you can pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, please do for me real quick.
Your most recent one that you just sent?
Well, there's one that should be already in there that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah, the one you sent me yesterday, I think.
Well, the one that said, actually should have came through today after the payment went through, but it should
yep.
say
Local Oh, yeah, Initial Invoice. Yep, I see it.
Yeah, go ahead and click on that one for me. And then about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So you would
yep.
click on that little link right there, and that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. As you scroll down, it's going to show you the services that are included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, Abert, you're going to see, you see where it says cancellation and refunds? At the very bottom?
Cancellation and, yes, I do. Yep.
Okay, so the little box underneath that little section, it's empty. It says I've verified that I'm the accurate holder of the card and all the information is true and accurate. You know, it says kind of in different verbiage, but you click that little box right there, and then at
yep.
the very bottom, you would sign Abert Everson, or you would type in Abert J. Everson, capital sensitive. And then once you confirm the signature, let me know, because it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password.
I just typed it in. Yep, now I'm at the username page.
Okay, now the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the 608-445-6479. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you today at the time of the client interview. Okay, so they'll be giving you a call today. We ask that you do block off an hour window for that interview just in case it does take a little bit longer. We just like to cross the T's and dot the I's in regards to making sure that we get all the correct information to represent you properly. Okay?
Yep, you bet.
But other than that, Abert, I did get you all set up to get you a call today at that time. But before we disconnect, my agents give you a call. Did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, if you happen to think of any or have any before the client interview, feel free to give us a call. Well, we want to make sure that it's working for you. You do have our contact information. But if not, just wait for that call this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Abert. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it, and you enjoy the rest of your day. We look forward to working with you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.